Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great show lined up for you. Very excited to have Mary Beth Franklin back on the program with us. She's a public speaker and contributing editor, Investment News, and she is the boss of Social Security. Yes, that's what I say. She might argue with me a little bit, but she knows a lot about this subject. In fact, she's written the book, Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits. She is a frequently sought after speaker at all those big industry conferences that financial advisors go to. And she's done a lot of work with consumer groups. In fact, she has done work for the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards Advisory Panel, their Women's Initiative, as well as the National Academy of Social Insurance. And we are really happy to have her back. She is also a certified financial planner, and I'm very pleased to tell you that. I know how much work that is, and Mary Beth took that on and tackled it and got it done. So I'm real glad. Mary Beth, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, David. It's my favorite topic.
I know that you know a lot more about a lot of other stuff, and this is one of the ones where you are, they kind of consider you one of the top experts in the field. So how exciting. Before we get going here, because there's so much to talk about, tell my listeners, if you would, Mary Beth, how they can get a copy of your book.
You cannot get this on Amazon, so don't think you can.
Okay.
Go directly to investmentnews.com.
Okay.
And it is available at investmentnews.com/MBF ebook. That's my three initials, MBF, followed by the word ebook with no spaces.
Cool. Okay. Well, that's going to be something people want to get, because as you and I talk, they'll see why. Okay. So, and I told you, Mary Beth, I was going to do this. Ready? This just in from Mary Beth. She sent over to me on email right before we started the program. Social Security cost of living adjustment unlikely for 2016. Say it ain't so, Mary Beth.
Well, it's a good news, bad news story.
Okay.
The good news is inflation for all Americans has been relatively low over the past year. In fact, remember we used to talk about $100 a barrel oil? That's now below $50 a barrel. So we're not paying a whole lot at the pump. But the flip side of that is normally retirees get a cost of living adjustment each year in their Social Security benefits. When inflation goes up, so does their Social Security to keep pace with their inflation and maintain their buying power. Well, due to low inflation, it looks like there will be no increase in Social Security benefits for 2016. Now, caveat, this is an official announcement from the government. That won't happen till October. But just looking at the statistics, it looks pretty clear to me now that there will be no increase in Social Security benefits for 2016.
Okay, well, listen, as they say, it is what it is, and plan accordingly, and hopefully for a lot of people, Social Security is not their source of income. I know for many it is, or one of their biggest sources of retirement income. So there's other pieces of this, though, and I really enjoyed your article, Mary Beth, on Investment News about this, and that There's a hold harmless provision. Talk to the listeners a little bit about that, how it relates to Medicare Part B.
Right. For most retirees who receive Social Security and who are enrolled in Medicare, they have their Medicare Part B premiums, that's what pays for doctor visits and outpatient services, deducted directly from their Social Security check. So you could imagine if your Social Security check did not go up next year, but your Medicare premium increased, the net result would be you would have a lower retirement income.
So there'd be riots in the street.
Right. So consequently, there's something called a hold harmless provision that says a Medicare premium increase for any given year cannot be larger than the Social Security benefit increase for the year to protect the majority of retirees from having a net decline in Social Security benefits.
Okay.
So that covers about 70% of retirees. But there's a big but here.
Yes.
Some people are not protected by this hold harmless clause, which means even if they get no Social Security cost of living increase next year, their Medicare premium will increase, and it might be increased by a whole lot, which means their net Social Security check will go down next year.
Yeah, that's not going to make us, it's not going to make them very happy. So, and that affects the folks that have higher income. And in reading your article, which was, again, spot on, Mary Beth, I really appreciate your insight here. It talks about, you articulate that there are these different brackets of higher income levels as it relates to Medicare Part B premium. So we're talking about people that have higher income in retirement, but it's graduated, and so they could end up paying significantly more in Medicare Part B premiums beyond what the average person pays. So, and then on top of that, they have this non-application of the hold harmless, where they could see that backwards movement, if you will.
Right. To give you an idea, most people pay roughly $105 a month for Medicare Part B. But if your income is over $85,000 if you're single, or $170,000 if you're married, then you're going to pay a higher amount for the exact same Medicare services. And that higher amount, there's four additional income tiers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at the top tier, which is for people with a lot of money, you're going to be paying $335 a month instead of $105 a month. And if both spouses in a marriage are Medicare age, they each pay that amount. So it can really be a big chunk of monthly income just to pay Medicare Part B.
Right.
You're also going to pay for Medicare drug coverage called Medicare Part D, and you're also going to pay for Medigap insurance. So that can really add up to a lot of money each month.
Yes, ma'am. Well, and so you're at $660 if both of them are Medicare Part B participants and if their income is higher. And then on top of that, if we have a zero increase for the COLA, but then Medicare Part B premium does go up, then it's getting to be a bigger number. And I know that, you know, the system is designed the way it is for a reason, but yeah, that's something for people to be very tuned into with this zero, likely unofficial yet, but looks likely to be a zero adjustment. Now, I guess there's a little silver lining out in 2017. Aren't they projecting that there will be more of an increase?
Right. The annual Social Security and Medicare Trust Fund report just came out last week, which gives long-range projections for all these programs. And based on those long-range guesstimates, basically they said, well, we don't think there's going to be a cost of living adjustment for 2016, but we think it might be about 3% in 2017. Well, that's about twice as high as we've seen over the last few years, but a whole lot can happen in between now and then. David, there's just one other thing I want to add about this. People who might be affected with no cost of living adjustment in their Social Security benefit, but their Medicare premiums may go up. It's not just the high-income people whose income is over $85,000 if they're single or $170,000 if they're married. It also applies to brand-new Social Security beneficiaries starting in 2016, the idea being you're not protected from this increase in benefits because you didn't have Social Security the year before. So you could get hit with a higher Medicare premium. And also, if you're a person who is enrolled in Medicare but has delayed taking Social Security until it's worth more later, which is generally a good idea, you too will not be protected from this Medicare increase, because if you don't have a Social Security benefit and no Medicare is being deducted, this hold harmless provision doesn't apply to you.
Wow. That's a lot, Mary Beth.
I know. I'm sorry if I'm making your listeners' heads spin.
No, just mine. It's okay. I tell you what the message is here. It's something that people need to pay attention to. They need to consult with an advisor who knows something about Social Security if they have questions. And third and most importantly, they need to take a look at your book, Mary Beth. Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits is the book. You get that over on investmentnews.com /MBF ebook. And you'll be glad you did. We're going to grab a quick break and we'll come right back with Mary Beth Franklin. Stay right there.
Do you know how to get the most from your Social Security? Don't let a simple mistake prevent you from receiving all the benefits you've earned. Certified financial planner David Holland recently showed a retiring couple how they could enjoy an extra $84,000 in Social Security benefits over their expected lifetime. Wow! Call Holland Financial today for your one-on-one appointment to get your free Social Security analysis. No cost or obligation. David can give you a free analysis and show you the optimal age to start drawing Social Security so you can maximize your benefits. No cost or obligation. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mary Beth Franklin on the line with me, certified financial planner and Social Security expert, and we're very glad to have her with us. The book, Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits, investmentnews.com/MBF ebook is how you get that. And we're glad to have Mary Beth with us. She has written numerous articles for the Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, and a variety of magazines, and of course, writing for Investment News at this moment. And we're glad to see her do that. She's also appeared on a lot of television and radio programs all over the country. So glad to spend some time with her. And she has given me a whole bunch of great topics that we can talk about on Social Security. One before the break you mentioned, Mary Beth, was the use of Social Security as a retirement income planning tool beyond just taking the money at your first opportunity, which, again, you know, it's an option for people. And I don't know if you've looked at situations where it was better for people to go ahead and take their Social Security early because maybe of job loss or something like that. But then for a lot of people, and I know you've crunched the numbers and there's software out there. We've got the software in my office that lets us crunch the numbers based on the person's financial situation, their marital situation. It makes a lot of sense in many cases for them to delay drawing Social Security in order to really maximize that benefit. So what are some of the things you've seen recently that really underline that point?
Well, I generally recommend, particularly married couples, you want to look at having the person with the higher benefits, which is usually the higher earner, wait as long as possible to get the biggest benefit possible. For every year you postpone collecting your retirement benefits beyond your full retirement age, which is 66 right now, up until age 70, you earn an extra 8% per year. That means your benefit could be worth 132% of your full retirement age amount. That means not only does the couple get a bigger retirement income stream while they're both alive, but when one of them dies, it also ensures that the largest benefit will basically be inherited as a survivor benefit and their smaller amount will go away. So I usually say to married couples, figure out how to maximize the survivor benefit and then back into your decision of who should take what benefit when.
Amen to that, Mary Beth. I actually just worked with a couple, and we ran the numbers, and we crunched the scenario for them. And what we ended up doing was the spouse with exactly your prescription, that spouse with a higher Social Security earnings record and benefit, we had them do a file for drawing off of their spouse's, and then at their age 70, flip back over to theirs, and It ended up creating, if I remember correctly, the exact numbers, about $45,000 in age 70 Social Security benefits for that Social Security beneficiary. But then, of course, as you just said, that also then provided a huge survivor benefit. And as a percentage of the overall income that we were looking at creating for this couple, it was just a real nice base amount. And the other thing that everybody kind of forgets about is, not only do you have that so much enhanced of benefit, but then that serves as the base for the COLAs that we hope to get in the future.
That's right. And, you know, in some cases, a married couple could increase their lifetime Social Security income over both their lives by about $100,000. Right. So it's really a significant decision as part of your retirement income planning. But the bottom line is, I tell people, it's like the lottery. Mm-hmm. You must be present to win. This is for people who, you know, in all likelihood are going to live a long time.
Yeah.
If you have a severe health problem that you're not going to be around that much longer, or you really need the money, you lost a job. Mm. Social Security is your earned safety net. It's not welfare. You've paid for it in taxes every year of your working life. If you need the money, take it. But if you have the luxury of good health and overall finances that you can afford to delay, or at least one spouse can afford to delay, it can make a significant difference in your lifetime income, because this is a benefit you can't outlive.
Yeah, and the thing for a lot of people, Mary Beth, and I know you deal with this and you do a lot of training of advisors as well, is is that there's a lot of misunderstanding out there, and it is in some cases a $100,000 decision, and people really need to find somebody that knows the ins and outs of Social Security, because as you've seen and you've written about in your articles, not every advisor knows about Social Security and how it works, or has done the extra training, or even has the proper tools like the software to be able to run these different scenarios. Because I've run them for people, and I come back and I actually am a little surprised myself, to be honest, that what we end up recommending was not what we originally were thinking and talking about with the person, because the numbers are what we really have to look at, and also look at the rest of their situation.
Right, exactly. And there was a classic case, I think you might have one of my stories, about an advisor who knew what he was doing, he thought, and his misadvice cost his client $29,000. The bad part was the client was his mother-in-law.
Ouch. Ouch. Yeah, that one's going to be hard to live through. I don't know. That you make the point exceedingly well, Mary Beth, because it's not simply, let's go get it as soon as we can. Let's put some thought into this. And, I really do appreciate you also being so forthright about the medical and longevity aspect to this. We have to be honest about that. If somebody's not buying green bananas because they're worried about how long they're going to live, then, you probably shouldn't put Social Security off. And if somebody, here's another thing. If somebody really has no faith at all in Social Security being there, then take it. You'll kill yourself by not sleeping every night for the rest of your life, worried about whether you're going to get your check the next month.
So I agree with that, because there are a lot of people where this is a deeply held political decision.
Exactly.
They don't trust the government.
Right.
They want to grab their benefits as soon as they can. If that's the way you feel, fine, go ahead. But my counter argument would be, if you really want to get back at the government, hold out for the bigger benefit, because they're going to have to pay you a lot of money for a long time.
Yeah, that's
but
a good
I will
point.
Never try to talk someone out of their deeply held beliefs. I just, as I tell many of my audiences, I don't care what decision you make. I just want you to make an educated decision that works for your personal situation.
There you go. Right or wrong, make an educated decision and move along. All right. Very good, Mary Beth. If you're just joining us, Mary Beth Franklin's our guest today. Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits. That's the book, investmentnews.com/MBF Investor ebook is how you get that. So we'll grab a quick break. We'll be right back with Mary Beth. Stay right there.
Are you looking for a trustworthy local advisor for your investment and retirement planning, but you're not sure how or where to begin? Start by looking for a certified financial planner practitioner. Visit www.cfp.net to search for an advisor in your local area who's earned this highly regarded professional certification. Pick 3 CFP practitioners. Set an appointment and interview them. Ask questions. Listen carefully to their answers. Check references and research their firms with the Better Business Bureau. This PSA is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. Mary Beth Franklin on the line, certified financial planner, and we're very glad to have her join us. And we've been talking a lot about Social Security and some of the ins and outs. And if you've got more information, you'd like to take a look at this, Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits is her book, investmentnews.com/MBF ebook. And you can take a look at that. And I want to pick up on another subject related to Social Security. Of course, this is, you talked before the break about beliefs and, how people feel about certain things. Here's another subject that, of course, for a lot of people, it's touchy, but it is now the quote-unquote law of the land, and it relates to same-sex couples getting Social Security benefits. So give us an update of where things stand in light of some of the Supreme Court ruling, of course, and of course, some of the developments. Where are we in this process? And then we can dig a little deeper into that.
Well, of course, earlier this summer, the Supreme Court issued a landmark decision, which basically said all same-sex couples have the right to marry any place in the United States. Up until that point, there were about a third of the states that did not allow same-sex marriage. The result was, if a same-sex couple was married and living in a state that didn't recognize that marriage, they were denied Social Security benefits for a spouse for survival benefits.
Okay, so state law.
The big news here is, regardless of zip codes, same-sex couples now have the same marital rights to Social Security benefit as any other couple.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where you were married. It doesn't matter any of that now. So all that now in effect is going to matter is when you were married, not where you were married.
Correct. Okay. And so then all the other basic Social Security rules apply.
Okay.
For example, for you to be eligible to claim benefits as a spouse, you have to be married at least 12 months.
Okay.
If you are married at least 9 months and your spouse dies, you're going to be eligible for survivor benefits. A spousal benefit, when your spouse is alive, is worth up to half of that worker's benefit. A survivor benefit after your spouse dies is worth up to 100% of what that worker was either receiving or entitled to receive at time of death.
Okay. And a divorced spouse, because we will
this
be...
This is my favorite thing to talk about, and I say this having been married 37 years. It's just theoretical in my case. But if, and this is so important, whether you're a gay or straight married couple who later gets divorced, the key is, if you were married at least 10 years, are divorced and currently single, even if your ex is remarried, if you are currently single, you can collect on your ex just as if you were still married. The key is there has to be at least 10 years between I do and I don't.
Okay. So for that time thing, now with the same-sex couple aspect of this, we would then look back to the original date of their union, and that will be able to be used then for, quote-unquote, the clock to tick to get to 10 years. It doesn't have to be 10 years after this ruling is from the original date of the union that would be deemed a marriage?
That is my understanding, though. I'm not sure.
I know those are some things.
The Justice Department is still
working on that.
On this. And to be honest, since this Supreme Court ruling in late June, the Social Security Administration is saying to gay couples, if you fit this description, you're legally married, but you're living in a state that previously didn't recognize your marriage, and up until June, there were 13 states that included Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Texas, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, and Missouri. If you lived in one of those states that previously didn't recognize your marriage, now you are going to be eligible. And the paperwork isn't complete at the federal level yet, but Social Security said, if you are retirement age and want to apply for benefits, go ahead and get your application in now. And as the wheels of justice work to implement these things, your benefits will be available as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's true. They'll get it. They'll get there. It just takes them a little time sometimes. So,
if you give you a reference point, the previous Supreme Court decision 2 years ago, which took its first step into legalizing gay marriage, but still left it up to individual states, it took about 2 months between the time the Supreme Court issued that decision and the Social Security Administration started processing applications for benefits.
Okay. And you made another important point, Mary Beth, and I want to come back to the, again, whether it's same-sex or opposite-sex marriage. You talked about is being able to draw on that divorced spouse if you had the 10 years of marriage. And you said you made the distinction that you are still single, you can draw. If someone gets married after that, they were married for 10 years, got divorced, gets remarried, talk to listeners about what benefits then are available.
Generally, if you remarry, you lose the right to collect on an ex-spouse.
Okay.
Unless that second marriage also dissolves either death or divorce. But there is an exception. If you wait until age 60 or later to remarry, you still can't collect on a living ex. But if your ex dies, you can collect a survivor benefit. So I like to tell my audience, it just proves that your ex is worth twice as much dead than alive, because a survivor benefit is worth 100% and a spousal benefit is worth 50%.
I knew that was coming. Yeah. So if you're having a coffee with your ex that you were married to for 10 years, maybe fix your own drink. No, it's all very helpful, and because, you know, I think for a lot of people that part gets twisted up as well. And then if they are married, one more, and I'll let you. We'll wrap up. If they were then married to the second spouse for 10 years and got divorced, now they're divorced again, they're single again. Are they able to look at either one of those two 10-year periods, or just the most recent?
Either one.
Right.
Social Security benefits, anytime you're entitled or eligible for more than one benefit, you only get one, but
right,
you get the highest of the available benefits.
Which is really fascinating to me. And this, I guess, a little bit of a revealing of the nerd in me here, Mary Beth. But I think it's fascinating that you've got all these different potential Social Security benefit amounts that could be, you know, the deceased ex-spouse, or could be, you know, all these different benefits, including your own. And this is why it's so important to look at what these options are, because we could be talking about a very significant differential in benefit over your remaining lifetime.
You know, in fact, I want to point out that next week, August 14th, is the 80th anniversary of Social Security.
Wow.
During those 80 years, yes, the program has had long-term financing problems from time to time, and we again, as a nation, have to address these long-term financing problems. But no one has ever missed a check in 80 years. And in an era of disappearing pensions,
mm-hmm,
and extremely low interest rates, where you can't just tuck your savings in a bank and try to live off the interest, good
right
luck with that,
right,
Social Security represents an increasingly important part of retirement security. And my suggestion to all your readers is, let your representatives in Congress know how much you care about this program and tell them to fix it for the long term.
I agree with that. Very good, Mary Beth. Mary Beth Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, and the book, Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits. You can find that over, along with Mary Beth's articles, on investmentnews.com. And then to get to the book, /MBF ebook. Mary Beth, it's always a pleasure. Love your knowledge. Love your energy. Thank you so much for what you're doing for not only for the industry, but also for helping people understand Social Security. Thank you much.
Thank you, David, and happy birthday, Social Security.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.